The zero rated items to be made taxable. There are four of them. Packaged rice for retail sale. Whole chicken and chicken parts, except chicken back, neck, and wings. Table and cooking butter and brown sugar. I had signaled that we are going to address brown sugar. White sugar already pays the VAT. And the soft drinks factories, they use the white sugar. Exempted items to be made taxable. Lentil and pigeon peas. Cooking oils, except coconut oil, which is a good oil. Shortenings, salt, yeast, and baking powder. The revenue yield from these items, putting on the VAT, making them the zero rated, those four zero rated items taxable, and the six exempted items taxable, would bring in $8 million for the year. And items which will go up is like beer, malt, the proposed rate, beer, malt, stout, some other drinks, wine of fresh grapes, vermouth, some fermented beverages like cider, perry mead, brandy, whiskies, vodka, cordials and liquors, not strong rum. Okay, I should point out that the proposed rate for beer, for instance, at 83 cents per liter, we're really just bringing that in line with what is paid locally already. The imported beer is paying less. I therefore propose to increase the rate on commercial properties from the present 0.06% to the standard rate of 0.08%. The new rate will come into effect from the current tax year and will yield an estimated $300,000 per year, most of which will accrue to the Kingston Town Board. As you are aware, a priority in the government in 2016 is the cleaning up of Kingston and improving its appearance. So we need some more money. I propose to increase motor vehicles and driver's licenses by approximately 25% for the various categories. This is estimated to give an increase of $3 million. For instance, private motor cars not exceeding 2,000 pounds there, it was 315, it's not going to be 400. Those which was paying 410, it would pay 520, and so on. Vehicle surcharge. The surcharge payable on imported vehicles older than 4 years was last adjusted in 2008. I now propose to increase the charge by approximately 15% for each category shown at Appendix 5. The revenue yield from this measure is just about $500,000 per year. I propose to increase the fees payable for residence permits, work permits, and citizenship, gun licenses, land taxes. The rates of land taxes have not adjusted for over 20 years, despite the significant appreciation in land prices since then. The estimated revenue yield from all of these very small other fees and charges, approximately $750,000. And that is the way in which I intend to collect an additional $20 million, or 1% of GDP.